Good morning, Joe.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. Nice cool morning with a great night for sleeping.
Yes, it's windows open weather here for a while, which is kind of nice for sure. I think the big news this week to talk about is school reopening tomorrow, and remotely, ironically, for the first day of school, but nonetheless, it's back. Are things set to go?
Things are set to go, but there are a lot of moving parts, a lot of issues with it, but we're working through those. Obviously, the high-need students coming back first in person, and then the pre-K through coming back in hybrid form, and then October 13th, all the other grades, 4 through 8, 9 through 12, will come back on a hybrid basis as well. Now, of course, we're watching the data, we're watching the stats, and monitoring things, and making sure that, you know, we're in a good place as a community, and we're still in the green. That's a good thing, and we hope that the community continues to follow the guidelines and make sure that we don't go backwards here. Going to be a challenging year all around. The prediction of the flu season coupled with this virus potentially coming back is going to be very disruptive if that happens, not only to school, but to a lot of things. And, you know, we've seen an economy that's taken a major hit with people out of work because of what's occurred with this virus and the need to, you know, shut things down to try to control it. But having said that, you know, the Kevin Mulvey, the superintendent of schools, and his team, my colleagues in the school committee have been working very hard with the staff, the teachers, the principals to try to get things in order, get things ready. You know, we've been in negotiations with the QEA, which is the teachers union, essentially, the Quincy Education Association, and try to work out an agreement as we reopen. So it's a lot of challenges, but we're making good progress.
Yeah, I know that there were some negotiations just yesterday. Has that been concluded?
No, it has not been settled yet.
Okay.
The QEA has not come to agreement with all the items. I felt that our team has worked very, very well with their team and has been give and take, as there always should be in any kind of discussions and negotiations. But they have not come to a decision to bring it to a vote yet. There's still an issue or two, as I understand. I'm not directly involved with the negotiations, but I get updates from the superintendent.
Sure. Now, I know there is the option for parents who aren't comfortable sending their kids to school for full remote learning. Any idea about how many are opting for that right now?
I think there's a pretty fair percentage that are opting for that.
Yeah.
It varies. It's interesting because it varies with each school community.
Hmm.
It's not something that goes across the board, you know, a certain percentage at the various elementary, middle, and high school levels. So it does vary from place to place for whatever reason, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're also trying to accommodate, you know, those teachers that may have some health issues or some other challenges that they can teach the remote classes so they're not in any type of situation that could be harmful to them. So, you know, it's a constant shuffling and moving of things. You know, and as the year goes along, you know, I hope everything is perfect, but we've got to assume that, you know, a staff member, a teacher here and there are going to test positive, and which has an implication on, you know, the classroom they were in and other staff members they were with. And so a lot of contingency planning to keep things moving for the education of our kids.
Yeah, I know you've said it's a fluid program. It can change at any time based on the status of the pandemic, certainly.
Exactly.
Yeah. The as you're well aware, I'm sure, Mayor, the city are notified this week of another $1.1 million in grants from the CARES Act. Any sense for how that'll be used here in Quincy?
Well, that's coming through the Community Development Block Grant money.
Mm-hmm.
That has to meet the qualifications of the CDBG program.
Okay.
So the CARES Act monies was more directly for, you know, the school stuff that we've done, the laptops, the Chromebooks, internet improvements, all kinds of things related directly to COVID. This one obviously relates to COVID, but it falls under a different category.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we used some of that money before for people helping with their rent and helping small businesses with their mortgages and so forth. So we'll see where we're at with all the programs and the need, and then we'll make a determination what to do with that next tranche. There won't be a problem spending it, I can tell you that.
Sure, yeah.
Falls under a little different category under the federal programs.
I know when we talked at the outset of the pandemic, you had hoped, the hope was to keep property taxes constant. Does that still look like it might happen?
That's still the goal.
Okay.
We got a lot of moving parts there as well. I mean, as you know, what's been used for, probably 30 or 40 years, when we talk about the taxes in the fall, is we use the average single family, in which, you have to use the average because, values change all the time. So to get everyone's number the same is just not possible. So the point is, on the average single family, the goal is not to have an increase. But with all the moving parts, with the values changing here and there, and quite frankly, they're still going up, Joe, even with this, challenge with the economy. Mm-hmm. People are bidding on houses. People are getting far more for their homes than what they put them on the market for. So that puts more pressure on the residential side of the burden shift. So we're watching it closely, but that's still the goal. The average single family would be no increase on the fall. Just, recognizing that people are struggling to try to make it. And, I know the council agrees with me on this. Mm-hmm. To try to give some relief to our homeowners and taxpayers.
Yeah. Speaking of the council, can we talk a little bit about the special education center and the discussion going on at that level? The council, as you're aware, put that issue on the table, concerned about the city's financial status during the pandemic. What are your feelings about that?
Well, I think it's absurd. It was one councilor that moved to do that. If I brought in a program that reduced the taxes by $100 million, I think she'd vote no. No matter what I say, if it's black, she'll say white. So that's the reality. You look at any vote, any discussion, what happened was we brought the appropriation in June, and the council, didn't meet for the summer, and they're back in session. There's been plenty of time to discuss this, ask questions. We've laid things out quite well from both the perspective of the Public Buildings Department and the plan, the school department and the programming, and the finance department and what it means to the city. I think the comment made by the council in question was that, we don't know, we got a five-year capital program coming to us. We don't know what the priorities are. Well, the priorities are what's in front of you. If I didn't think this was a priority, I wouldn't have put an appropriation before the body. That's what becomes priorities, whatever we decide to support financially. So, I expect the next meeting. There seems to be broad support across the council for it. At the end of the day, we're keeping our families, many of them in our city that would normally we're busing out to different locations for their special needs or high needs issues. And, at the end of the day, even with the additional $14 million, we're going to save money over time with this program. So it's a win-win. We're going to have a state-of-the-art facility with all the bells and whistles for our kids. Those kids that have some special challenges, keeping them in the city, they're not on the bus 2 hours a day, and we're saving money in the long run. So whether you have kids in the system or not, you're a taxpayer, you got to be happy with this as well because it's going to be a savings to the city budget.
I know the timeline got pushed ahead longer than you had first anticipated. Is that a concern?
No, it's not a concern. I mean, I was so excited about this initially, and I was very bullish on it, want to move on it and get things rolling. But, the more time we spent on it, on the planning aspect of it, looking at all the standards required by the state, there's a lot more to it. For example, every classroom needs a bathroom, Joe. That's, mm-hmm. that's a load of plumbing. That's a lot of infrastructure work in a building. We want to make sure it's right, that it meets the standards and it's state-of-the-art, and our families would be proud to send their kids there. So it's going to take a little longer, but you know what? That's okay. We can live with that.
Mayor, any sense I've been asked to ask you when the Kennedy Center might be open again?
We were having discussions the other day about that with Tom Clasby.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously is anxious to get back, and I know a lot of seniors are anxious to get back. But Ruth Jones, the Commissioner of Public Health, is concerned. That's the population, obviously, that has the biggest challenge here.
Sure.
The elderly with some underlying health conditions. And when you talk to them, it's funny how lightly they take it. No big deal. We got through it. But it's their concern that we can, that is our priority and how we'll make decisions. But, And hopefully soon we can open it up in some kind of way that allows seniors that opportunity to get back.
Yeah, they are the most vulnerable population with this, certainly. There are some resources online folks can take advantage of, but it's certainly not the same, I'm sure.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Mayor, anything else we should touch on this morning? I know you're got pressed for time today.
I think we've got it covered for right now, Joe.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the cool weather.
Thanks so much.
Take care.